conditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the final half hour, hour number three, final half hour today's show, this Thursday, December 12th, 2024 edition. Final comment from Anita. I hope Trump doesn't misjudge Whitless, the killer of COVID patients in nursing homes. Not fixing the damn roads, the fake kidnapping plot, et cetera, et cetera. We'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see. Because per Fox News story she sent me, Whitmer signals willingness to work with President-elect Donald Trump. Her quote, I know Donald Trump cares about Michigan. People in Michigan voted for Donald Trump, and my oath of office is to Michigan, Whitmer says. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer signaled willingness to work with Donald Trump in an interview this week, saying the president-elect clearly cares about her state. You think? Yeah, Michigan is very important. Very important. And by winning Michigan, put him completely over the top. Whitmer went on to say during a CNN interview while attending a meeting of Democratic governors, where? In Los Angeles. People in Michigan, like the majority of Americans, voted for Donald Trump. And my oath is to my state. Obviously, I've got the experience in this type of environment that will help inform how I can continue to fight for Michigan. But I know that Donald Trump truly cares about Michigan, and I'm hoping that because of that, we're able to find some common ground in some important ways. Trump obviously won Michigan in 2024 election en route to recapturing the White House. Whitmer is widely seen as a possible White House contender in 2028, given that her status as a two-term governor in this battleground state prevents her from running for re-election as governor. Whitmer seemed to be employing the tactic of not antagonizing Trump in public, given the federal government's ability to allocate aid and prioritize certain states' initiatives. Whitmer and Trump butted heads in the media during his first term, particularly over his administration's China virus response. She was being floated as a possible running mate for Vice President Harris, but declined consideration so she could conclude her second term in office, which ends the end of 2027. In the final weeks of the 2024 campaign, Whitmer was notably at the center of a hot mic moment with Kamala Harris. While the two Democrats were sitting at a bar in Michigan, Harris was overheard admitting she was struggling with male voters. So my thing is we need to move ground among men, Harris said, while talking to Whitmer at a bar grill in Kalamazoo. Harris immediately noticed the microphones and ended her conversation with Democratic Governor Whitmer. Another governor at the Los Angeles meeting who spoke to CNN, Kathy Hochul of New York, revealed that she's already had a phone conversation with Trump where she played up his status as an iconic New Yorker. Hochul called him a president who is a New Yorker, has been a New Yorker, and understands how important it is for the success of our state. Other Democratic governors at the meeting played up being the last line of defense against a second Trump administration. Yeah, let's see how well that works out for you guys. Gavin Newsom of California, Pritzker of Illinois, Murphy, New Jersey. Yeah, let's see how well this works out for you guys. Well, in the bottom line, it would be irresponsible, this is again the New York governor, of me not to anticipate all the scenarios of what could happen. Especially while listening to what the president has said, what his advisors have said, what his appointees have said. These candidates for various positions, especially my main concern, Hochul said, is Project 2025. I've been keenly aware of all these potential challenges and have a strategy to respond to each one of them if they actually occur. So it's playing some defense right now, getting the game plan together, and be willing to work. So we'll see where this goes. Bottom line, Whitmer wants to work with Donald Trump. Surprise, surprise. And when she doesn't get her way, I'm sure she's going to use it in 2028 going after or against J.D. Vance for the next presidential election in 2028. Pretty interesting. One last bill I want to talk about in this segment that's going on in the lame duck, being very familiar with this process. Vicky, of course, finished up her campaign finance report, got it in on December 5th, as all the other candidates were obligated to do per state laws. Well, Jocelyn Benson's not happy with some of the campaign finance reports. Under House Bill 5583, Jocelyn Benson's Bureau of Elections would have the power to stop any alleged campaign finance violations at the time the investigations are started, instead of waiting for the findings to be concluded. Secretary of State's office would have the power to ask a judge to immediately crack down on a political candidate who is skirting campaign finance law. This legislation passed in the House yesterday and is having a hearing today in the Senate Elections and Ethics Committee. The bill's sponsor, of course, Democrat Erwin Brines of Dearborn, said parties' candidates are currently notified when an investigation is opened on their campaign. But it can often take months for the investigation to be completed. Because of this lengthy process, candidates are permitted to commit unethical or prohibited acts to potentially win an election and then deal with the legal consequences later. She described the bill as giving the Bureau of Elections an additional tool to stop violations in the moment, end quote. For a court judge to grant the Secretary of State an immediate injunction, a complaint must state the complainant's information, include all the information and evidence of the alleged violation. Brines said that there's also a substitute that would give the Bureau subpoena power to investigate individual cases of campaign finance violations. Well, State Senator Ed McBroom, up in the 38th Senate District there in the UP, said he was a little gobsmacked by these bills. adding that he saw them as appalling and potentially very dangerous. He raised immediate concerns that a future Secretary of State could abuse this power to hinder the campaign of a candidate he or she does not want in office. He also said campaigns' successes can often come down to one day's worth of work. And if a candidate must halt his or her campaign to drive to Lansing to answer a subpoena, that puts him or her at a disadvantage. It's a little overwhelming to think that the Secretary of State Department can just subpoena some candidate right in the middle of their campaign and interrupt everything, McBroom said. Future elections? Guess what the future election is potentially he's talking about? The very next one, the midterm election of 2026. And who's in charge of that election? Even though she will be running for governor in the August primary, Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State, she's going to be in control and oversight of the next election, of which she's running as governor candidate. So let's say maybe independent candidate Mike Duggan from Detroit, or perhaps the Republican candidate. Supposedly, rumors are, evidence is about, that they are committing campaign finance violation law. Okay, let's slap them with a subpoena. Let's get a judge to grant an immediate injunction on that candidate and get them to deal with these allegations. Well, that takes them away from the campaign trail. If it's a local race, state representative, state senator, you're out there knocking on doors. Literally, the candidates themselves are out knocking on doors talking to voters. Well, under this bill, no. You got to come down to Lansing and answer questions. And who would be running that? Director of Bureau of Elections, Jonathan Brader. Yeah. And we all know what his political ideology is. Communist, socialist. This is the kind of stuff the Democrats are ramming through, people. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231 533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. A final segment of today. Greatly appreciate you guys considering doing some Christmas shopping with our sponsors, the radio family here on this show, the radio station. Greatly appreciate if you consider doing that. We've got special deals, gift certificates available, discounted pricing, all kinds of things happening for you. So anything that you hear commercials for, you would like the information texted directly to your phone, just text me at 231-360-5140. I've had a couple people this morning already text me MP for MyPillow. They're going to do some Christmas shopping online with Mike Lindell's company, save a ton of money, get products shipped directly to their home, free shipping. Depending on some of the products, 50, 60, 70, 80% off. Now, some of the products may only have 25% off or 30%. Again, we had a listener yesterday texted me that close to $1,000, she saved $400 and some on her order. Well, that's about 40%. So evidently, she ordered some stuff that wasn't discounted as much as other products online at the website. Scott Hawley, text me Scott. Save $1,000 plus a $1,600 walk-in shower package. Love our tub. You guys got to talk to Scott. Find out all the details. See the demonstration. He comes to your home, looks at your house, measures, makes sure he can get it in, installed, professionally done, in and out one day. Love it. Absolutely love it. Gift certificates, Curtis Gunsmithing, Iron Pig. We've got all kinds of stuff for you. So please text me whatever you'd like, and I'll send you the information. We've talked about every single one of these most egregious liberal socialist spending bills, the taking of our rights, our freedoms, that the Democrats are ramming through. Wrapping up today's show, heading into tomorrow, we'll see what's left over for this week. They didn't get to. They're going to stay over in Lansing. It's snowing. It's bad weather. It's icy roads out there anyway, so they may as well just stay an extra day and try to get caught up on all these bills. Well, we're going to do the best we can to follow these bills and to see exactly when they pass and then share the information with you. The one saving grace I do want to say, these are just laws, people. These are not changing our state's constitution. These are laws being passed by Democrat-controlled House, Senate, and a Democrat governor. Hopefully, the Republicans are watching and learning how the Democrats have done this. how they've treated the Republicans. Well, we need to basically learn from it, react to it, prepare for it, which will come down to the 2026 election. If we vet the right person, if we get the right person to run for governor and win the nomination, we get the right candidates running for state house and state senate, we replace some of these people, we get a new governor, they can undo all this stuff immediately. Like Donald Trump's basically going to do on day one, on January 20th. I've listened to and watched enough stories, looked at enough press articles, watched a couple of videos of individuals that are watching everything Donald Trump's doing. He's going to sign on day one over 100 executive orders, undoing much of what Biden did by his executive orders. I don't even know if Donald Trump's going to have time to go to any balls, any parties that night. He's going to be crazy busy in the Oval Office. We'll have to wait and see. The liberals' heads are freaking out, completely freaking out, because of Donald Trump appointing Carrie Lake to be part of his cabinet. What is he appointing her to? He is going to put Carrie Lake in charge of American media. Are you kidding me? This announced the very same day that Time magazine named Donald Trump Person of the Year of 2024. Oh, yeah. They are freaking out. So, you have to understand, they see the writing on the wall. Based on his nominees, based on his agenda, based on what he's saying, the interview that he just gave to NBC Meet the Press, he's not hiding anything. They're asking questions and he's giving them straightforward answers. He's not bloviating. He's not even talking about 2020 election anymore. He won. He's going forward. So have hope, people. We'll get through this lame duck. We can undo a lot of it in 2026 election. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Have a wonderful Wednesday. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is noon.
Michigan News Source, brought to you this hour by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. On the job every day, fighting.